Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Let's dive in. So, friends, welcome. I am Heather Stewart, yes, and I am your fabulous, fantastic check-in on what you want in your life. This is Illuminate Your Worth because I think you are worthy. So I'm here to convince you that you are. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And today we are talking, I can't remember when I thought this topic up, but it's called Do or Do Not. The choice is up to you, and probably came from a few places, let's be honest. So yes, there is the wise and wonderful Yoda, even if you haven't watched Star Wars. And I'm from the original Star Wars series. I was traumatized as this young 14-year-old when Han Solo got frozen into the carbonite. I went home that day. It was awful. I was actually crying. Oh no, Han Solo's frozen. What's going to happen? But yes, Yoda, even if you haven't watched the Star Wars, you know Yoda. You know who Yoda is. He's so pervasive. And now baby Yoda is everywhere. He's probably wise even before he was old. And he always says, do or do not. There is no try. And it's interesting because this just came into my head. There are people that I know who, when you suggest something or offer them a possible solution, they'll say, I'll try. And for me, the energy behind that statement is, well, I will, even if they half-heartedly attempt it, they won't really put all their effort into it. And then they'll be disappointed because something didn't change, right? If you want something to change, you really kind of have to step into it. And the other place that came from was, I used to have this quote in my yoga studio. I probably mentioned this before, that it says, what does it say? It just left my brain. It's to know and not do is still not to know. And it was accredited to Buddha, whether he said it or not, I cannot say, but the main message is knowing and doing are two different things, right? You can know something. You can know that if you drink too much, you'll get a hangover, but you might still do it. No judgment, but you know, if you want to do it. But knowing something and then making a different choice is where we get stuck. You know, we get stuck. You know, you would be happy if you changed something or if something was different. You know, even if you think you don't know, you know what it is you need to change. Sometimes you just need someone to help kind of tease it out of you or use you like a reflection of how to approach what you want to change. Because sometimes we just can't figure out how. What our first step is. But staying there in that place of knowing does not help you make anything different. Think about the people you know who buy a gym membership, don't go, and wonder why they're not, don't have a six pack that they want. Now, I would ask them why they wanted a six pack would be my first question. But my second question would be, well, you know, part of you knows that you want to go to the gym, or maybe you just think you want to go to the gym, and you're not taking that action to start going. And it's not to push people into things they don't want to do. It's not to, make you feel bad for doing something. Like we often look at when we don't take an action as we've failed somehow. I don't think we've failed. I think that we haven't been taught, a lot of us haven't been taught what to do. If you think about school, But they tell us what to do for like the first, 20 years of our lives or more, depending on how much school you took. Get up at this time, go to school at this time, write this exam, learn this thing, do this, do this, do this. And then they say, okay, you're done. And they release you upon the world. And you're like, yahoo, especially in your 20s, yahoo. And maybe you party too much. And this was a phrase that came to me this in the past 5 days. I'll tell you the story of the past 5 days in a moment. But I was working hard at something. And it was something that was really challenging for me, physically challenging, mentally challenging. Not an extreme, like I didn't think I was going to die. But when it was over, it was about probably a couple hours worth, maybe 90 minutes worth of it. And my friend turned to me and she said, "Were you white knuckling?" I said, "No, I wasn't, but I have a new mantra." And we all know this mantra, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I think what doesn't kill you makes you smarter. So instead of giving yourself a hard time for not achieving something, use that as an indication of something that has made you smarter. So if I know I want to do something and I choose to do something different than that, and that didn't work, well, that's pretty smart. So maybe I can choose something different next time. So this isn't about blame. We're talking about empowering you, by the way, my friend. Don't tune out. We are talking about empowering you to become aware of how you have some kind of knowing, and your knowing can change over time. It can totally change over time. Like, look how many careers that I've had. I've had a knowing at one point and I changed. I was a CPA. And there were a couple key incidents that happened to me that made me realize financial executive was not the place for me. So I changed into wellness. I did definitely did not have the plan to get to where I am now. I had a plan to go teach yoga, which I still do. But then I was like, oh, more. Then I became a massage therapist. Oh, more. I need to retire from massage therapy and start coaching. And there's a sprinkling of a whole bunch of other things in there, as you know, if you've listened. But your awareness right now is what you want to tap into, knowing that it is not an end state. You are never at an end state when you make a decision, you're at a next step. So think about that. If I decide today, let's say today, people who've listened to me and listened to the old podcasts or come to any of my classes know I love chocolate. It's like breath for me. And if I learn something new and I know that it is actually not healthy for me and I keep eating it, then I'm not making the choice to help myself be better. I didn't know yesterday that chocolate wasn't good for me, but I know it today. So today, what do I choose? Do I choose to change, to improve myself, or do I choose to stay the same? All of the time before was a state of not knowing. When you get to the realization you can't unknow something, we have these amazing brains. For the most part, we can't unknow things. That's why there's programs and TV shows that I refuse to watch. And because I know the impact it'll have on me, because I know I can't unsee those things or I can't unknow those things. And if you listened to the show last week on what is your process about how you process knowledge and information that comes in, I'm a ruminator and I don't want to keep reliving and processing information that I don't think is helpful for me and doesn't make me feel good. So when you get a sudden realization of something, you get the superpower. You have this superpower that you can decide on something different. How crazy is that? We have these incredible superpowers of choice that we don't choose. We get the knowing, and then it's like we stick it on the shelf in a file, filed for maybe someday, maybe later, maybe tomorrow. But at the same time, you're unhappy with the situation that you have. So, how is that going to serve you, right? And change feels hard. I understand that change feels hard because When you're in the same thing, it feels safe. You know what's going to happen. I was just talking with Danielle at the start of the show, my fabulous background angel. And we were talking about self-driving cars, and we were talking about how self-driving cars, when you're driving in traffic, humans have this incredible ability that you kind of can sense when someone's going to change lanes or something. You have that sense, but you don't have that with AI. Like an AI-powered car will just make a choice and change lanes. There's no subtle indicators, no subtle body language. So when you know something, you have that place of this determination, the power of making choices. You have this awesomeness. And I understand that change is not comfortable all the time for people. It's like moving into something new and having to learn something new. And part of it actually is neurological. We are wired for what's familiar because it is safe. Think of evolution. Well, I know this food will not kill me, so I'll eat this. But this red berry over here, I don't know if that one's good or not, so I'm not going to change my diet. Or I know this path to work is this direction, and I'll go that way. If I go this way, I might get lost and end up in the jungle. Even in yoga. So I had my own yoga studio for 10 years, and I would stand at the back of the class while people were coming in and greeting them, and they'd go set up their mat. People always sat in exactly the same place, always. And if someone was in their spot, you could see them go. I was standing at the back, they couldn't see me. I'd see them go in, and they go, "Someone's in my place." And it was, I mean, I laugh now, but I understand it. It feels unsafe somehow that you have to be in a different spot. It feels unfamiliar. And we are, our fears now are not, man-eating tigers or poisonous plants. Our fears are almost more debilitating because we can't identify them on the outside of us because they're actually inside of us. If I make this change about my job that I'm not enjoying and that I don't feel fulfilled in, how will I pay my bills? Who will I be? What is my identity? What will my friends say? What if it doesn't work? What if I make the wrong choice? If you want to start something new, well, then I'll have to learn all these new skills. And what if I'm no good? And what if people laugh at me? Imagine, what if people laugh at me? I recall that fear. That's a very strong fear in people. And finding a new pattern takes time, and it takes intention, and it takes brain power. So the brain power thing is what I'm going to talk to you about after the break, because I went off on another. I'm writing that down, by the way, so I don't forget. Brain power. And your brain is, well, believe it or not, your brain is one of the biggest consumers of calories. We work out, we're like pumping iron. Oh, I'm burning so many calories. Yeah, you don't. I'm sorry. You can run a marathon. I've run two marathons. You can run a marathon, and at the end of it, you can go to McDonald's and just undo everything you did in that marathon. So exercise your brain as much as you exercise. I'm not saying don't exercise, by the way. I would never ever say that. We were built for movement. But I want you to know that your brain also needs exercising. And one of the ways of exercising your brain is to challenge it. One of the ways to challenge it is to change things around. So we're going to talk about brain power when we come back from our first break. We're going to talk about some of the mindset blocks. I kind of skimmed over them a little bit. And we're going to keep talking about why maybe you're not doing when you know you want to do, and maybe some ways to help you do what you want to do instead of not doing, do or do not. This is the Illuminate Your Worth show. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. And we will talk to you right after we get back from this really short break.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
I think we all want to thrive, really, however you define thriving. I think we all want to be happy and feel free and be fabulous and have the life that we want to have, but we get ourselves stuck, right? So we are talking about do or do not. The choice is up to you. A little tough love from the Illuminate Your Worth podcast that yes, you have to take responsibility for your life and not blame the people outside of you for not making the changes that you want. And here we are. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and I am Heather. And we were talking before the break about how you can know that you want something different, but you don't choose to make something different. So that sticks you where you are, like super glue on Gorilla Tape, if you know what Gorilla Tape is. Forget duct tape. If you want something to stick, use Gorilla Tape. I am not endorsed by either of those people. I just kind of like it. So think about this. If you choose not to choose, you're still choosing. Yes, if you decide to not to make a change, you're still deciding not to make a change. And if you're avoiding something, you are just, if you're avoiding making a decision, you're choosing not to make a decision. And that's just avoiding a change, but not choosing something, you're still making a choice to stay the same. So if you can look at it that way, if you know something, even something small, even like a little step, let's say you drink too much coffee and you want to drink more water, but you keep drinking coffee instead of water, you're choosing to drink coffee, right? That seems pretty obvious. But you're choosing not to drink the water. It's an inverse relation, unless you drink them both, I guess. But I highly recommend water instead of your unspoken commitment. So your unspoken commitment to what is familiar is what you're choosing when you make no choice. You're saying, I'm staying the same, but you're choosing this unspoken choice to what's familiar instead of the discomfort of change. And I was talking about brain power. So brain power. Your brain consumes calories, not the way that muscles do, but it does need calories. And believe it or not, it needs fat. I had a friend once who worked in a hospital, and a cardiologist, a cardiologist once said to him, and this was probably 25 years ago, said to him that butter was the silk lining to your coffin. And it was probably just some offhand flip remark. This guy took it very seriously, and he cut out almost all fat from his diet. and he couldn't figure out why he was getting such severe headaches. Listen, your brain is mostly fat. He was starving his brain. You can go down the rabbit hole of researching what's good fats, bad fats. And remember when I was talking about awareness, when you are aware of something, you alter it. Science keeps researching, so there's new awarenesses all the time. Oh, this fat is actually good for you, fat brains. Yes, no wonder zombies like brains, right? Fat. But you need to feed your brain with good nutrition and hydration and fats and things. And when you're learning something new, so think about when I love this example. So when I'm teaching kayaking, I use this example a lot because there's a lot of little tweaks and steps when you're teaching people kayaking. If anybody's, I think I used this example before. Danielle, you know how to drive a standard transmission, right? So if you know how to drive a standard transmission, there's a lot of steps in the beginning. You're trying to coordinate all these different pieces, and you feel, yes, I thought you did. You feel like it's a lot of steps. It's so confusing. Oh my God, I let the clutch out. Oh, forgot to put in the gear. Oh, didn't push the clutch in far enough. You hear the gears grinding. Your dad's pulling his hair out. But you do learn. Even learning to walk, it's like we don't consciously remember, most of us, I think, learning to walk, but there's things that you learn along the way, and then you fine tune and you fine tune and you fine tune. So that is the part of the brain that's learning, and it's consuming calories to learn. This is why Tai Chi is good for you, by the way. Things like Tai Chi and yoga, these bilateral movements, slower, it takes a degree of concentration. So your brain is working. And so it's consuming calories. Once it's learned how to do something, if you know how to drive a stick, well, you know how to walk, I assume, probably. Once you learn how to do something, it stores it into this part of your memory that it doesn't have to pay attention and be super conscious of it. That's how we can drive from work to home without thinking it with and get home and go, how did I get here? I don't remember any other way. Because you've got these ingrained habits, these ingrained ways of doing things. It's programmed. It's like a background program running on your computer. You've written all the code for it, and then you put it as a background running program in the computer. So it doesn't take any excessive effort to call it forward anymore. So when you're learning something new, you have to go back to that part of your brain that needs to do extra work to learn it. And we are hardwired to store energy because evolutionary-wise, we're not that far down the road, in terms of the age of, I won't argue with you, but the age of the planet, the age of the species, we are still probably pretty much adolescents in how fast we have evolved to where we are now. And so we're still got this part of our brain, that keeps us breathing, that does this instinctual reaction. Some people call it the reptilian brain. It's ready to run from the tiger before you even realize there's a tiger there. And that part of the brain wants to store energy. So when you have to learn something new, your brain is thinking, oh my God, I don't think we have that much energy to spare. Because it's trying to keep you ready for when you're going to need it. We don't have a lot of those situations anymore where we really need to store that energy for later, but we're still a bit hardwired for it. That's some of the kind of brain research of why sometimes we might unconsciously avoid something that's too hard for our brain to figure out. It's not too hard for your brain to figure out. Listen, my mom said to me once, I can't figure out Facebook. It's too confusing. I'm like, or even I was trying to teach her Excel, a spreadsheet program. I can't figure it out. I'm like, Mom, you're a smart woman. You just don't want to figure it out. I had to give my mom some tough love. Love my mom. Love you, Mom. So things that can stop you, there is that brain power aspect of it. There is this funny thing that people do. You fear failing, but you also fear being successful. Which is funny, isn't it? I mean, you fear that you're going to fail and people are going to laugh at you or you'll give yourself a hard time. We'll talk about self-talk some other day. But, Actually, I think I'm going to talk about it in the It's Time to Love You episode that's coming up in a week or two. But it's if you are fail, you have this fail. Like I suck, I'm a terrible person. You're not. It's feedback. Failure is feedback. It is not failure. Failure is information for you to have a new learning and then do something different. But success, people fear almost as much and they don't admit to it. They might not even recognize it. And fear of success is I've almost more like hiding in the background, like this little secret. Oh, if you're successful, how will people treat you? Will you still be able to hang out with the same friends? Will people still look at you the same way? And you can see it portrayed in a lot of TV shows. You know, somebody hits it big and the crab's in the bucket, everybody starts trying to pull them down, back down to their level. And I'm like, heck, just go and be successful and see what happens, right? If people are going to pull you down, then they're the wrong people, or help pull them up, right? Say, I'm not going down there with you. You come up here with me. Wouldn't that be cool? My goodness, I love that idea. Also, think about sometimes the delay in starting something, and I was guilty of this. At some point in the past, perfectionism. I am a recovering, because you've always got a little bit of it, recovering perfectionist. And perfectionism, I had a coach that I was listening to one day, and he said something that made me go, oh, that's right. So perfectionism really is just fear hiding in a fancy dress called procrastination. So think about this. If you something has to be perfect, it's never going to be done. So you never actually have to make any changes. So you never have to be afraid. So you never have to fail. So you never have to change anything. Perfectionism is an impossible thing to reach. And there's a good reason not to reach perfection. I'll tell you about that later. Writing that down, perfecting. Perfect. So perfectionism is dressed up like procrastination. So if you're procrastinating on something, if you're procrastinating on stepping forward and doing something, and if the thing that you're saying to yourself, oh, it's not ready yet, it's not ready yet, it's not ready yet, then it's never going to be ready. Or you need someone to kick you in the pants. Maybe it's a coach. Coaches are great for kicking you in the pants gently. No pain, no one was injured during this coaching session. I have other mindset blocks, but I want to talk about this perfectionism one because perfectionism, I listened to this coach for a little while she was a social media coach, and I was in her program, and she had this beautiful quote that her name's Ellen Yin that she had in one of her modules of her course that I took. And it was, if you aren't embarrassed by your first attempts, then you waited too long to try. So think about everything you've done in your life. What did it look like at the beginning? Walking, learning to use a spoon and not getting it all over your face, learning to swim, learning to ride your bike, how many scraped knees, learning to climb a tree. Learning to write. You know, when we had those letter things where we were like had to like follow the lines of the letters. I don't know, can people write script anymore? Script will be our new secret code. Anything you've tried to learn in school, learning to read, when we would sit in circles and somebody would have to read and you were learning to read, all those first attempts. If you said back then, oh, this is really hard. I'm not very good at it. This sucks. I'm not going to do it anymore. You wouldn't be where you are today. You wouldn't be able to work a computer. You wouldn't be able to hear what I'm hearing or read what I'm saying, or if you're reading the texts anywhere, or you wouldn't be able to do anything. So why do we give up as adults on learning something new when we know that learning this new skill, this new habit, this new routine, this new way of doing things will make life so much better for us? And if you make a decision and you're like, oh shit, that's not what I thought was going to happen. There is a little time where it's better than worse, or worse than better. Give it enough time to figure it out. But you might get down the road and go, this isn't quite what I wanted it to be. You're still allowed to make another decision and change it. You're allowed to adjust your route along the way. It's not a straight line, right? Life is far, far from a straight line. You can make it, even if you're 80, you can make a new decision. I know an 80-year-old that went back to school and got his bachelor in something. Architecture, archaeology, one of those. One of the A things. So when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple more mindset blocks. We are going to talk about unblocking our mindset blocks, what to do if you feel stuck. You know, I've got way more notes than time on the clock, so don't worry, we've got lots more to talk about. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. After the break, we will talk about that and more. I'll see you after the break.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Let's do it. Okay, so we're talking about life. I love talking about life. Exercising your superpower of choosing. Choosing to do something different, act a different way, take a different step, make a different direction in your life. And I promised to talk about perfectionism. So I had a hypnotherapist at one point who gave me this story that I've told a few times over the years. And I think it lit up a light for me. So maybe it will light up a light for you. So if you imagine a rose, and it is the most, I'm talking about perfectionism. So roses, you know, they hit this state where it is perfect in every way. You know, the leaves are perfect. It's juicy. It's vibrant. The smell is perfect. All of the petals are absolutely perfect. When it hits that point of perfectionism, that's when it starts to die. And I was like, oh, I never want to be perfect. So I invite you to aim for progress, not for perfection, right? Unless, you know. Oh, I also promised you, so the challenge that I had for my brain when I was actually away for 5 days. I was camping up in Georgian Bay in a kayak. So you load everything you need for 5 days into your kayak and you, boom, out into the bay. And if you don't know Georgian Bay, Google it. It's big. It's only a small part of Lake Huron, but it's big. And I went with a friend of mine. This was the same friend who I did the 120-kilometer kayak adventure race a few years ago as my recovery motivation from my stroke. I said, you know, a year from my stroke, I want to be doing this race. It took me 19 hours. And when I was done, my hands looked like they were so waterlogged and blistered. They looked like terrible. I won't tell you what they looked like. But we were making a big long crossing. So sometimes you're going along the shoreline, it's lovely. Sometimes you're doing a big crossing through open water. And we had one, it's probably 2 foot swells because I could only see the top of her head sometimes. Swells from multiple directions, which is unusual if you know water at all, and waves and rollers, which are the waves that break over. And my kayak is doing this, meow, 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 all over the place. And it's just because it's very maneuverable. It's a little bit of a sports car. And I was very challenged. It took a lot of concentration. It took a lot of my balance. It took a lot of my physical awareness. And that's when she asked me if I was white knuckling. And I said, no, I just really needed to concentrate. It was almost like a meditation. And I'm just breathing and going. And I had my little mantra going, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. If I had said, I can't do this, it's too hard, then I wouldn't have had that experience. I was in no danger. You know, people sometimes feel like they're going to die. I knew I wasn't in any danger. I'm an instructor, so I know what the dangers are. I wasn't in danger. I was just uncomfortable. And that's where I came up with that mantra. What doesn't kill you makes you smarter. Now, it doesn't have to be crossing 9 kilometers of open water, aiming at a little island in big seas, but maybe that's what it feels like for you when you're trying to make a change. So, this is your invitation to stop living someone else's life, living someone else's script, living someone else's idea of what success is, right? What if? So, I'm going to give you some ideas to think about. If you like journaling, journal them. If you like talking, talk to someone about them. By the way, I am a coach, right? So, one of the best ways that I personally work on things that I'm working on is I talk to my coach. He is non-judgmental. Coaches don't have predetermined what you should do. They're there to reflect and ask you questions. It's like a little bit of a sounding board, and he gives me great ideas. I'm also an ideas doula. I came up with this term ideas doula a number of years ago because I could come up with so many ideas when I was talking to people for myself that I just could not. I said, I can birth those ideas, but I got to give them away. You know, I can deliver them and then give them away because I can't do them all myself. But I also have to be careful because sometimes I have too many ideas and I can overwhelm people. So I hold those ideas back until you're ready. But being able to have someone to connect with and have a conversation is so valuable when you're trying to make changes. And they're also going to hold you accountable. So when you're to reframe some of the ideas that you might have around what you want something different and this fear of failure that we often have. One of the things you can think about is, well, what if instead of thinking about success, I don't want to feel six, what does success mean anyway? You achieved a goal. You achieved something. What if what you want to achieve isn't a goal, but a feeling? So let's say you want to change, I don't know, something easy, your sleeping habits. We know, we have a knowing, we have an instinctive knowing that we need a certain amount of sleep. And then we have these things, you know, I'll sleep when I'm dead. We have those shows like, remember 24? That show 24, whereas nobody on TV ever seems to sleep. Have you noticed that? Unless they're having sex with someone or they have to get woken up in the middle of the night because of an emergency. They never sleep and they never go to the bathroom. I don't get it. But so we have this strange idea that you can just go and go and go. You never need sleep. Sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is what's going to help you have your brain work better. This is how your brain can rest. Your body needs rest, your brain needs rest. So let's say you decided, okay, I know for me, I need X amount of sleep, but you keep doom scrolling before you go to bed, or you have a TV in your bedroom. I am a big advocate of no electronics in the bedroom. I have an old school digital alarm clock in my bedroom because it interrupts, it interferes with your sleeping. And if you watch TV before you go to bed, then your brain is still doing things, right? Don't fall asleep in front of the TV. So you decide you want to have more sleep. You're like, okay, what would success look like? Well, success, I won't be tired. Well, what if instead you say, I will feel more energized. I will feel more alive. I will feel more clarity. I know those are sometimes harder to measure. So it's like you've got to make sure that when you start trying to make a change, you get a really clear picture of where you are today. And you don't need to see the whole path in front of you when you decide to make a change. You only have to see the next thing you need to do, right? I know that there are people, because I teach some of them, who want to know every single step of something, where I know if I give them every single step, they're going to forget the first step. So I might give them a couple and say, but store those for later. I want you to focus on the first step, because the first step is that step into change, that step into something new, that step where it feels a little, you might feel a little unsteady, but that first step is that declaration. I'm making something happen. I'm making something different. When you feel like, okay, I got the first step, then you go to the second step. We're not trying to run to the end. Don't read the end of the book. I hate people who read the end of the book. Come on, the author did a lot of work to write all the words in between. Don't read the end of the book. just trust that it's all laid out in front of you just the way it should be. And start messy. I know as little kids we're told, don't make a mess. My goodness, let little kids make a mess. Messes can be cleaned up. Let big kids make a mess. Let grown-ups make a mess. Let your life be messy when you're making a change. Just breathe. Do you remember the show Friends? The brunette. What was her name? Rachel. No, Ross. That was Ross and Rachel. It was the other one. She couldn't even leave her shoes out. Monica. Thanks, Danielle. I knew you would know. I don't even know what episode it was. They were challenging her to do something different and not clean up because she was a bit OCD. She said, oh yeah, well, I'm just going to leave my shoes right there. And she went to bed. 5 minutes later, she came back out. She couldn't do it. But why? You know, why do we not want our lives to be messy? Start with something small that's not going to overwhelm you and make you crazy. Start with something small and just start in motion. Take a step. See what it feels like. There are times in my life where I have taken a step and then stepped back and then stepped forward again. And that's okay. It's like I said, it's progress, not perfection. If you have to go backwards for a minute to recognize, oh, actually, no, this is worse. And you go back forward again. Okay, this is bad. This is worse. This is bad. This is worse. You find your way forward into being this free, happy, fabulous person that you want to start living by what lights you up. This is something to search for. Don't search for success, because success is such a term that I feel is tied to monetary, and I don't have any problem with monetary gain. The more money you have, the more people you can help. The more money you have, the more impact you can have on the world. If you're an asshole, you're going to have a bigger asshole impact. If you're a good person, you're going to have a bigger, big good person impact. But measure your success in how you feel. And if you feel lit up and excited and moving forward and going, you'll just get into that flow of, yes, it's a bit uncomfortable. It's kind of like when I was kayaking. I did do a bit of surfing on those big swells, by the way. You can surf. You know, you just let that momentum pick you up and you surf it forward, right? And you don't know where you're going to end up. As long as it feels good, you're in a good place. That's what our friend Abraham Hicks says. It's just go for the feeling. And momentum, movement, contrast, something different helps you create your clarity. If you're always in the same place, you can't have anything to compare it to. So if you make a different choice, it's going to feel different. You can compare that feeling to what you felt before. And that's going to create the clarity of what you want. You can't sit. I can't sit on the side of the road or the side. Let's go with this one. I can't sit on the side, the riverbank, and think about how cold the water is. I actually got to go stick my foot in it to feel how cold the water is. So I have to move forward, stick my foot in. Is it too cold? Is it too warm? Do I dive in? Do I inch my way in? Do I go in slow? Do I just jump right in? I'm a jump right inner. But maybe some days it's too cold and I just kind of inch my way in because it's too big a change for me. But yes, movement and momentum and contrast are going to create that clarity for you while you're taking those steps forward. We are going to another break. Wow, already. Oh my goodness. That's okay. So if you have stayed with me this long, friends, then you should be popping over somewhere, wherever you're listening, and giving a review. Obviously, 5 stars would be the best review. I'm not saying I'm perfect. Remember, I didn't say I was perfect. I just want to know if you're enjoying the show. And you can leave comments and questions. You can always come to the chat room if you have a question during the show while we're broadcasting. And share it with your friends. Someone who you know who is struggling taking a step forward. After the break, we are going to come back and we are going to have some patterns, some choices. We're going to keep talking about how to get you doing. And what if you feel stuck? What to do first? So we'll see you right after the break.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
We love thriving. So think about yourself. Hold on, my phone is talking. I knew that voice wasn't coming from inside my head. So you want something different in your life. And there, even if, let's start something super small. Think of one super small thing that you know would make you feel better. Or, and it doesn't have to be physical. It could just be like emotional, like you could take that breath. And you're like, okay, just that one thing would be so great. So think about how you're thinking about that thing. So what pattern do you fall into when you know there's something you want to change, but you haven't done it yet? What is the conversation that goes on inside your head? So are you, and this is can sometimes happen to ruminators, are you this person who's going to overthink it? You're going to keep thinking about it. You're going to keep contemplating it. You keep waiting for the right moment. You say, oh, yeah, well, and it's like this constant simmering, but the timer never goes off. You never take the step. You just think about it all the time. I know so many people who just think a lot about making changes. And that makes them feel successful because they've been thinking about it. But when you ask them what their progress is or what change they've decided to make, they haven't done anything. They've just been thinking about it. I've been thinking about that. Yeah, I've been thinking about it. When are you going to do it? They don't have an answer for you. This is something that coaches can catch you in all the time. It's like, okay, so you've been thinking about that? Great. When are you going to do it? And then you think, oh, you want an actual date? Yes, I want an actual date. Can I contact you to make sure that you are going to do that on that date? And that's part of the accountability process of coaching, is helping you get out of the ruminating and get into the moving. Maybe you avoid things. Avoiding is also another big one, right? It's you're staying busy. I'm so busy. Procrastination, procrastinating, procrastinating. Oh, I've got so much to do. No, I'm not done with my website. I've got to clear all these emails. No, I need to wash the windows. So you're overdoing everything else to make sure you don't have time to make that decision for yourself. Take a really good look. I used to do a workshop called Ditch the To-Do List, and it was to help you really decide what's important to you. What are you going to work on? And then maybe you're just a stealth drifter. I like that. Maybe you're a stealth drifter where you just keep doing the same thing on autopilot. You know you need to do something different, but it's just, I just can't be bothered to make any changes. Well, you're making that choice not to make any changes, right? So if you're unhappy, then you are making that choice to stay unhappy. As, or if you're not unhappy, you're just meh, you're just in the meh, then you're making that choice to stay there instead of feeling awesome. So if you're feeling stuck right now, what tiny little shift can you make today? Remember, start messy and start small. Tiny little shift that will honor you and what you want. Don't care about anybody else. I want you to honor you. So something small, set a timer. Set a date, set it in your calendar, write down what it is, stick it on your mirror, do something, but pick something small that you're going to do today. And you are not behind. You are never behind. You are exactly in the right place all of the time. And you are always in the exact place to choose something different. And every day is a new day. So embrace your new step out, your little step out, baby steps out as this fresh starting point, this fresh way to start your life. So I want you to write down what I have already decided I want is blank, but I haven't let myself say yes to it yet. What have I already decided? Let me say that again. What have I already decided that I want, but I haven't let myself say yes to? Right? Put a timer and write for 5 minutes. Just free write and see what you tell yourself. And what is the tiniest possible way you can say yes to yourself today? Go to bed 10 minutes early, something. Turn off something. Drink an extra glass of water. Do something. It doesn't have to be huge and dramatic. It can be super simple. We always want it to be epic with bombs and lights and fireworks. The best stuff happens in the little small steps, right? And if you want help, my friend, you don't have to do anything alone, right? Send me an email, Heather. No, that's me. I am Heather. info@heatherstewart.coach. It's still me. info@heatherstewart.coach. Go to my website, heatherstewart.coach. There's resources there for you. And you can have a complimentary call and just like ask me some questions one-on-one instead of just listening to me talk. I love talking to people about what it is they're working on. Sometimes it is coaching that they need. Sometimes I just give them some suggestions and they're off and running, and that makes me just as happy. What you need is space to hear yourself and permission to do something different. So today, make that small, messy step forward for yourself. Come back next week. We're talking about something. I think we're talking about why it's time to love you. My friends, I will see you next week. Take care.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.